That's true, isn't it? Philip asked, referring to the ancestral detail. Only in your wife's book, the man replied. Jane Rylands had wisely steered clear of any character or plotline that would remind anyone of Olga Rudge or the Ezra Pound Foundation. But one of her most belittling caricatures bore a twisted resemblance to a woman who had been among her most vocal critics at the time of the Ezra Pound imbroglio. This and other unsympathetic portraits created the impression that Jane Rylands had used the stories as a crude, score-settling device. As for the now defunct Ezra Pound Foundation, one of its would-be assets, the Hidden Nest Cottage of Ezra Pound and Olga Rudge, was currently providing a substantial rental income for their daughter, Mary de Rockevelts. Pound memorabilia had been increasing in value. In 1999, Mary de Rockevelts had offered for sale through Glenn Horowitz Bookseller in New York 139 of her parents' books, which had been stored for years in Brunenburg Castle. They included signed first editions of the Cantos and books by other authors, many with marginal notations by Pound and Rudge. Horowitz's asking price came to a total of over $1 million, prompting people to wonder at what the 208 boxes of Olga Rudge's papers, sold to the Ezra Pound Foundation for $7,000 in 1987, and later to Yale for an undisclosed sum, might now be worth on the open market. Ricardo Muti strode onto the stage, his glossy black hair falling into his eyes. He bowed, raised his baton, and led the orchestra in the Italian national anthem. The audience, rising to its feet, turned toward the royal box at the rear of the hall and saluted the presidential couple with a sustained ovation. Standing at the Ciampi's side in the royal box were the Patriarch of Venice, Cardinal Angelo Scola, Mayor and Maura Costa, and former Prime Minister Lamberto Dini, whose wife, Donatella, had broken the news of the fire at the Save Venice Ball in New York 8 years earlier. My gaze drifted up to the Lion of St. Mark's, mounted atop the royal box like a burnished diadem in exactly the spot once occupied by the insignias of France and Austria. It reminded me of what Count Ranieri d'Amosto had said about the royal box. It's not Napoleon's royal box any longer, nor is it Austria's. It's ours. The gift to the city of an 8-foot statue of Napoleon had sparked an intensely emotional debate over whether to accept it. The statue had been commissioned in 1811 by Venetian merchants who were grateful to Napoleon for turning the city into a free port. It had stood in St. Mark's for 2 years until Venice fell to the Austrians in 1814. After that, it was lost for 200 years and had only recently surfaced at Sotheby's in New York, where the French Committee to Safeguard Venice had bought it for $350,000 in order to make what they had assumed would be a welcome gift for Venice.